This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We're leading with information on how much to ask for when negotiating a new job. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Eight states have now passed laws requiring companies to include a salary range in all job postings. More than a quarter of all U.S. workers live somewhere with a pay transparency law, according to a new analysis from the National Women's Law Center. And 16 more states plus D.C. are considering them this year. Do these laws work as intended? Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
Right after New York City's pay transparency law went into effect last fall, social media blew up with examples of absurd salary ranges some companies were posting. One at Citigroup was $0 to $2 million. The company later said it was a glitch. But a bunch of companies posted huge ranges that really didn't tell applicants much of anything.
And I think they saw how bad of an idea that was because there was a lot of public backlash.
Andrea Johnson at the National Women's Law Center says that really hasn't been the norm.
The majority of employers are posting real ranges that truly reflect what they're willing to pay, the minimum and the maximum.
It's too soon to tell if pay transparency laws in the U.S. are doing one of the main things they're intended to do, reducing gender and racial wage gaps.
But we do know from other countries that have similar laws that there has been a noticeable effect.
Emiliano Hewitt Vaughn at Pomona College says that's likely to happen here, too.
The challenges are in implementation, enforcement, you know, in the U.S. there hasn't been always great compliance.
And so far, he says, few states seem to be actively enforcing their pay transparency laws. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
When I was a teenager working at a local radio station in Maine, banks were big advertisers, the Waterville Savings Bank, Kennebec Federal Savings and Loan, and more. And every single one of the 30 and 60 second commercial spots I would narrate ended with the following six syllables: Member FDIC. I'd use my big boy voice. Back then, just four letters, something to do with not repeating the Great Depression. Well, here in March of 2023, insurance for bank accounts provided by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has become all too relevant after the failure of two banks. Up to $250,000 is what's guaranteed, but Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said yesterday that could be increased for customers of smaller banks in a crunch. And there are other ways people and businesses can insure everything at the bank. Joining me here in New York is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Good to see you.
It's great to see you.
I think by now, most people listening know that they're insured up to $250,000 at the bank of their choice if things were to go south at the bank, right?
Right. So that's the FDIC insured bank, or if it's a credit union, they have their comparable fund. Again, $250,000.
All right. So that's the limit. However, you could have two different types of accounts at the same bank. Not two same checking accounts for you as an individual, but different categories. What does that mean?
So you open up a joint account.
Like with your spouse.
With your spouse, you open up. And you open this joint account and you put $500,000 into this joint account. It is completely insured because each of you is insured to $250,000. Plus, you each have your own checking and saving account adding up to $250,000. So you are insured at the same bank up to $1 million.
I see. And if you had an individual retirement account at a bank, that would be insured. There are certain things I don't fully understand, like trust accounts. But you have to look up these different categories if you're looking for more than $250,000 at the same bank.
Right. And if you have more than $250,000 at the same bank, I would actually talk to your banker and make sure you understand the rules correctly. But there is another way to do this, which is, hey, Bank A, I got $250,000, I'm insured. Bank B, I got $250,000, I'm insured. Bank C, I got another $250,000, completely insured. You can just open up different accounts at different banks?
It's actually been done. You remember that story? I think Bloomberg News reported on it a while back. Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's Milwaukee Bucks, right?
Great basketball player.
Man knows his way around basketball. He also seems to know how to find deposit insurance in this country.
Well, the owner of Milwaukee Bucks tells a story that he had 50 different accounts at 50 different banks, each at the $250,000 insured limit. His money was safe.
All right. And just in case people have lost the thread, I think we all realize here that not a lot of people listening right now have more than 250K and therefore shouldn't worry about this.
Don't worry about it. And by the way, you can go onto the website of the FDIC. It actually has a really good estimator for you.
Always good to talk to Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Thank you.
Thanks.
The Marketplace team here also has some handy guides to FDIC insurance at our digital address, marketplace.org. Stocks in the biggest of banks are up moderately this morning in pre-market trading, just checked. Stock in a troubled medium-sized bank, First Republic, closed up 29% yesterday and is up about 3.6% now. S&P futures are down 0.1%. Dow futures are little changed. Google is rolling out its own version of an artificial intelligence-powered chatbot. This one's called Bard, not to be confused with ChatGPT via Microsoft Bing. Now, with this new Bard, it's like a new restaurant. There's a wait list to get in. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more on the race for AI dominance.
Google is playing catch-up after Microsoft's early lead in AI threatened the dominant search engine and the ad revenues that come with that dominance. And Google does have some catching up to do. In early February, when the company unveiled Bard, the AI flubbed its entrance, including a factual error in response to a query. AI engineers call these errors hallucinations when a chatbot makes up answers. Bard's hallucinations sent Alphabet stock plummeting, wiping out $100 billion in value. ChatGPT has had problems as well, such as a conversation with a New York Times columnist in which the chatbot declared its love and tried to convince him to leave his wife. Google is taking a cautious approach to Bard. It's limiting the amount of interaction and providing a good old-fashioned search box next to the chatbot to double-check its answers. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And 7 hours from now, we'll get the bulletin about whether the Federal Reserve has opted to raise interest rates again amid the new uncertainties of this banking mess. Don't be surprised if its key rate goes up by 0.25 percentage point. The 10-year interest rate right now, steady as she goes, 3.61%. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.